أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين فإنه خير ناصر ومعين. Today is 22nd November 2009. We are having session number 9 of Ma'rifat al-Nafs, or knowing self, or I have also named it ideology in a different topic sometimes Tuesdays. Is there the same, all the same thing? So we keep calling it in English ideology, and in Arabic and other languages Ma'rifat al-Nafs. And today's topic is about harakat or motion. For those who have heard me talking about motion, transcendental motion and harakat, do not get bored. Here we are talking a simpler version of it, but for you, even you, those who have heard two sessions from me about it, still you, a lot of these things you need, number one, need to be repeated for you so that it sinks in. Number two, there will be things that you have not heard maybe. So bear with me. And we'll see what we can say about this important issue. Harakat, as we have said, the first thing to notice is the definition of it. You have to not forget, you have to alter your previous understanding about motion and harakat. Motion is only what we know, this motion of physical motion, this coming from here going to there, you call it motion. But basically, there's a much important motion in the whole creation around us, and that is the easiest and best definition of it. There are different definitions by Plato, by Aristotle, by other philosophers, Islamic, non-Muslims, but probably the best would be what Mullah Sadra explains as moving of an object from its potentiality to its actuality. That is motion. That is harakat. So, as we see around you, if you just take this definition and put it on all the creation around you, you see that is something which is happening. It's either the motion of a seed, which is moving towards a tree, or motion of a tree moving towards making a fruit, motion of a fruit, when it's eaten, in whatever it does in the digestion system, motion of a zygote when it's growing towards alaghe and mozghe, and motion of a mozghe towards becoming a child, and motion of a child in growing into bigger human being. So this is all motion around. You look around, you don't see anything other than that. I don't want to talk too technical about this is called transcendental motion or harakat-e johari. Let me write it for you. Or harakat-e johari. Or this is Farsi, or write it in Arabic, that would be like this. And transcending means converting something, going in higher level, converting to something else. That's called transcend in English. So basically everything around us is in that motion. And that's one of the best beautiful concepts that one can imagine, that when you see around you, if, remember, today you do not, but once this ma'aref sits in, then you do not see the world like this. You're seeing the world different. You're seeing a very still world today. When you look at it, the trees are still, the walls are still, everything you see is still and motionless. Once these concepts we have pondered upon, we have learned other things, they are put together, then when you move, when you walk, when you see everything is in, it's in motion. The whole universe is, they say in Farsi, the word for Jahan. Jahan in Farsi means world. And they say the root of this word Jahan comes from Jahesh. Jahesh means move and jump. So this is, I'm not 100% sure how much it is correct, but they want to say this word, even such an ancient word, is they have, when they have made it, it has come from this fact that the whole world is in a movement and motion. And basically, even if you don't understand it, but know that motion and matter are not separate. There is not such thing called Allah created matter, then He created motion in the matter. It's not like that. When Allah created motion, matter was created. So they say it is with, in Arabic they call it ja'al basit, not ja'al murakkab. Ja'al means making something. So Allah has not, basit means once or simple. Allah created all the same thing at once. Harakat and matter the same together. Did not create the matter and then said, okay, now this is matter, let me give some motion to it. It's not like that. So, whatever you see is in that motion. Look around, but also consider, where are they moving to? All the things that we see, they are moving from a naqs to a kamal. What is naqs? Imperfection. Kamal? Perfection. So if you see all these motions around us, everything which is in that motion, which is going from a state of imperfection to an state of perfection. So a seed, although in its what it is perfect. This is also another thing you have to realize. Every creature in the state it is perfect and couldn't be any better than that. If you look at an egg, egg is in a perfect state. But that egg is imperfect when it compared to a bird. Then you look at the notfe itself, in whatever we know about it, is the best and most perfect thing in being notfe. So Allah has created zygote in every best possible way it is. But that zygote itself is imperfect when it's compared to alaqe. When it's compared to that alaqe in its status of alaqe is perfect. But when it's compared to mozghe, it is imperfect. So same thing applies for all the creatures. All the creatures of the world are moving, trying to climb up. Climb, when we say climb, we're talking existential. Because in existentially, everything in a lower status, everything is in a lower status is called low, and everything is in a higher existential level is called high. So the lower existence are climbing up towards higher existence. So they are all climbing up from the tree of wujud. In the tree of wujud, everything is climbing up to reach to the higher levels of that wujud. And when you look at all things around you, you will see it's very beautifully. I like this word. They call it the tree of wujud. The tree of wujud is, when you look at it, it's number one is what they call in amudi in English. You call it vertical. Tree of wujud is vertical. What does that mean? It's vertical. That means it's always the best, highest, purest. The mere wujud is on top, which we called it in Tuesday class. We called it Ainul Wujud. When the wujud is descended, manifested lower and lower, it's like a tree. It's coming down. And of course, there are in the certain levels of wujud, there are also horizontal growths as well. Like when it's, for instance, when it comes to a lot of human beings, they're horizontal, they're not vertical. But better human beings are higher, so they're vertical when it comes to the lower. I don't know if I'm creating any confusion or this is making sense. Let's say if this we call just level, level A of existence, that's highest level. When this comes down, it comes to level B, which are lower existence. Let's say these are levels of ma'asumin. When there is more manifestation coming down, they will come here, let's say C, D, E. So this would be, say, angels. So angels, there are angels which are quite on the same level of existence. So that's why we say the whole tree of existence is vertical, but there are also horizontal creatures too, that they are not different from the others so much. This is, of course, an example I give you is my assumption. This may not be exactly correct, but there are similar, there are other examples of this. Like, say, Israel and Jibreel and Israfil and Mikael are like, that would be probably an horizontal creatures. So, in this tree of wujud, all those who are in the lowest level of this tree, they are trying to climb up. In that very lowest levels, you probably see the seed is trying to climb up, reach to a tree, and trying to go up and reach itself to a tree with the fruits. So, every creature is after perfection in that motion. So, what is that when a creature reaches to its level of, to a level of perfection? Is that level of perfection, from that imperfection, when that creature moves up to that level of perfection, is that level of perfection wujudi or adami? Is it existential or non-existential? Yes, it's obvious. Of course, Adam is, how can a mawjud goes, climbs towards perfection, and we call that level of perfection, how can we call that on non-existential? It must be existential. So every kamal or every perfection is wujudi or existential. Wujudi is as opposed to adami or non-existential. So all the kamal comes from wujud. See, the more when you look at the example of seed and a tree, seed has got a wujud, isn't it? It's not ma'adum, it's not non-existent, it's existent. The tree is also existent. But there is, you can say it this way, the wujud of the tree has